First floor going up.
Transformation and illumination. Yeah. I mean, that's the words for the day. As we walk in the light of Christ, we are transformed. There's nothing, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah.
We are transformed. It's another one of those imperatives that 1 Corinthians 3:18 says, our hearts and minds are enlightened to discern what is pleasing to God. And then Ephesians 5:8 through 10, and we are empowered to live as children of light, exposing darkness and sharing the hope of salvation.
PGN is powered by the pure, everlasting, absolute, inerrant gospel, your voice in the wilderness.
You are listening to the Gospel Trail.
Yeah, I don't know, Don, if you heard, we were talking on the way in. Liz is having lunch with a new professor at UMD, and she's new to the area and wanted to learn more about the music community in Duluth, you know, the teachers and the students and everything. So somehow she found Liz. It's a music professor from South Korea. And
wow.
They're down at the boathouse having lunch. Which wow. I wish I was down at the boathouse having lunch.
That's pretty inexpensive down there.
I like the boathouse.
Yeah, and you get a military discount there too.
That's right. That's right.
If you remember.
I remembered. They didn't. I did at the Texas Roadhouse this week. We had the Klan get together, and they don't give it for the whole table though there.
They don't?
No. I was the only one that had it on my slip. So that means we're going down to Pizza Lucci's next time.
Yeah, because they take it off the whole...
They take it off the whole table.
You have the Klan up there?
There's a Klan up here.
The Rahala Klan. The Rahala Klan.
The Klan. That's wow. It's not one of those...
Not
one of those movies you've been watching.
Wow. Yeah, the music scene in Duluth is huge. I mean, it is. Just like the Homegrown Music Festival.
Homegrown Music Festival is going on right now.
There's music every night of the week now.
That's...
You can go somewhere and listen to music, which is real nice. You know, as I learned from Liz, is that as we sing and worship, that goes out in the atmosphere and it just continues on.
Right.
You know, and the Lord just receives that. It's just exciting.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if we're alone at home, like I was this morning with just music playing in the background here. And you can just get caught up in that.
Well, you're supposed to get caught up.
Caught up.
Yeah, caught up. So we want to open up in prayer and then you can launch in. Father, we just thank you for this day, for this opportunity to share you, to share about you. Lord, we're so thankful that you've called us into your kingdom, and you've called us to be ambassadors for you, Lord. So we just dedicate everything that we do today that would glorify you, Lord, that the listeners would be glorified, Lord, that they would be changed, that they would be transformed. Lord, use us in any way to bring that forth, Lord, not Don and Sandy and Kevin. Not what we think, but what you think, Lord, what your word says. We just want that to come through. And we praise you and thank you for this time. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Yeah, it's never, it's always a good time to worship the Lord.
Always.
And always. And then the one time we were down visiting in Florida that I didn't pick Don up on the way to... Jim and Ruth's place, because we were going to pick them up later in the day or something, but a music therapist popped in, and she started playing music, and we played some songs, and we were worshiping the Lord.
Wonderful.
There.
So you were
in the living room, so Liz started singing,
and then
I saw this paper shredder in the off to the side. Looked like a percussion instrument to me, so I dumped the stuff out.
A paper shredder, a percussion instrument.
That's right. That's right. So yeah. So anyway, you can listen to the music on, on the one of the recent podcasts. If you go to pgn.church, it's the one of the last three podcasts called Testify and Proclaim. So you can even hear Grandpa Jim's voice in the recording.
Testify and Proclaim. Yep. Tap. Huh. Tap into that.
Yeah, we tapped into
it. Testify and Proclaim.
And that's what we're doing today. We're tapping into the light.
Praise the Lord. Mm. Yeah, that's why I always like to share. Love my acronyms. TAG. Truth and Grace. Truth and Grace. We want to bring truth and grace and tap into His light. That's what we want to tap into, His light. So,
yeah. So I started writing 2-page sermons, and just on thoughts that I've had, and that's what I wanted to try out today. I mean, it's maybe put a little bit more order to to our gathering, but. Anyway, I texted Sandy, and as always, the Lord's been speaking to you, mm-hmm. Sandy, the same thing about the light of Christ,
really,
in the world. And I'll just read this brief introduction, and then
I just have to say, even before you get started, I get excited just with what you just said.
Well, I know it.
I get excited in the spirit, just because His light changes things. His light changes things. You know, darkness has no place with the light of Christ. It cannot remain.
It can't remain in the presence. No, it can't.
I just wanted to say that, but it's so exciting to get together because, you know, we live independently of each other, but we're connected in the spirit. And so the Lord is speaking and speaks the same thing to each of us. And it's, I'm always amazed, but why should I be amazed? I mean, it's like, that's what He is. It's like we have to be, I was reading in a devotion this morning, and it says we have to keep grasping for more. We can't be spiritually lazy and just stay where we are. It's like there's more that He wants to do, and we have to grasp
there is and I'm going about my business of the day. I'm trying to trying to stay away from the Bible and go and fix my lawnmower out in front, and I was fixing some stuff out the back. If you can see, I was raking all along the drive there because I want to get some grass in there, you know, and which we should do. But
let's hear your introduction.
So
there.
Not struggling, but just I have so many options to go through with here today, and then like I say. I saw the light. Isn't that a saying?
Oh, it's a song. I saw the light. I saw the light. Remember that one, Don?
I do.
Yeah. No more. What was it? The next verse, part of that verse. No more fear. No more something.
Okay, yep. No more pain. We'll have to dig that one up. Anyway, what I was thinking about then or meditating on is seeing through the lens of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, so much we talk about seeing, you know, seeing His glory and all the reflections off of ourselves, you know, in that. But, today I want to, you know, see through the lens of Christ. And that should be something that in everything we do, in every decision we make, wouldn't that be a good idea to see through the lens of Christ? And Christ does not see sin in us.
Ooh.
Because as far as the east is from the west, He has washed us and removed those sins. So, I mean, we get caught up so much just... you know, I have this to do, I have that to do. There's so much turmoil, as you want to call it, in our personal lives. I mean, just at that level, and you know that so many times we want to just withdraw, mm-hmm. and some people medicate themselves and just want to forget. You know, I remember my friends when I first moved to this area. I mean, I've actually been in a bar with them, and one of them is singing, "Nobody knows the troubles I've seen." I just and even back then, you know, I could see that the light was not within them in what they were doing, and I think that is the key, to see people, to see our situations through the lens of Christ. Also, have you ever considered the profound impact of seeing the world through the lens of Christ? You know, today we explore how our faith illuminates every aspect of our lives. Just as the rising sun reveals the beauty of creation, let us look into this truth with hearts open to the light of Christ. And I'm adding to the opening prayer here that let our hearts be open to the light of Christ. The great Christian thinker C.S. Lewis once said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else."
Mm.
The words capture the essence of faith, a belief that is not only enlightens our perspective, but also shapes our understanding of the world around us. I need some understanding, and that's where we get faith. You know, as we talked in the testify and proclaim the TAP podcast, if you will, these things have been written so that we may know that we know that we know. So you had some Bible verses there, Sandy.
Well, I've got, of course, the Lord gave me the acronym with light. Lord initiates God's holy throne.
Wow.
Lord illuminates God's holy throne. That's what I want. Illuminates. I was looking up in I've got a Dakes annotated Bible that I got in 1977. So it's been a while. Around a while.
Yep.
47 years. I got it from Marilyn Hickey when she was in our town and spoke. And I donated to her ministry, which is a great ministry of teaching. She has a great teaching ministry, and she's still doing it. I've got Proverbs 4:18 and 19. "But the lovers of God walk on the highway of light." So we are his light as we walk with him. And I use the example because I use it when I'm doing a class. And I use the example from John 15, where God is the vine dresser, Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. And as long as we stay connected and get his, we see his view of the world. We see his view of the world, and we have life, his life flowing through our bodies. And it's so important to stay connected that way. When you were talking about the light and talking about how we are to see the world in the light, I was just pondering. I was just looking over at the couch over there, and I saw him saying, "Yeah, tell him that. Tell him, see the world through my eyes. See the world through my eyes. See and proclaim. See and proclaim." And stay connected. Matthew 6:22 says, "The eyes of your spirit allow revelation light to enter into your being. If your heart is unclouded, the light floods in." John 8:12, "I am the light of the world." 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "The light of the glorious gospel." Ephesians 5:8 says, "Walk as children of light." First, you know, I was looking up in the Dakes. Light is used 268 times in the Bible.
Wow.
And that doesn't include lightest or light, you know, other forms of light. Revelation 21:23-27, "For the glory of God is its light," as we stay connected to the true vine in John 15. What else do I have here? Isaiah 60:19-20. Do you have a... Oh, got one right
there's
here.
There's one right there.
We'll see how.
I see.
It's good to know where things are. God, the glory of his people. That's what it shows before verse 19. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. All your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. Hmm. The branch of my planting. There we go. See, again.
There's the Old Testament pointing to the New Testament.
Exactly.
You know, right there, the pointing towards the Lord.
Right. Don, do you have anything to add to any of that or comments?
I was actually trying to fish out my book of Isaiah from the Passion Translation to follow you there.
Oh, okay.
It took me a few minutes to find it.
Right. And I was sharing with Kevin, I did an entire study on five verses. It took an hour and a half with a man in the jail. And it's Psalm 15, living in the shining place. Mm-hmm. And because it's important for each one of us to know is about how can we dwell in his presence? How can we dwell in his presence? And this is the way it says in the Living Translation, living in the shining place. Lord, who dares to dwell with you? Who dares to dwell with you? Who presumes the privilege of being close to you, living next to you in your shining place of glory? And then it goes on to say, who can be living in there? Who are those who daily, they are those who daily dwell in the life of the Holy Spirit. They are passionate and wholehearted, always sincere. I love it in the Bible where it says, everyone, all, each, because it's talking about us. We are all. We are a part of the all. They are those who daily dwell in the life of the Holy Spirit. So we just have to daily dwell in the life of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Because then we will have his lens on and not the lens of a broken world, which is around us all the time and that we're hearing all the time. And it says, they are passionate and wholehearted, always sincere, and always speaking the truth. Always speaking the truth. That does always mean
always,
always, always. So we're only responsible, we're only going to be accountable to God for everything we've said, done, and acted. You know? So that's, he is a judge. So always speaking the truth, for their hearts are trustworthy. They refuse to slander or insult others. So, and they'll never listen to gossip or rumors. And
I saw a sign last night, free coffee in exchange for gossip.
That's absolutely terrible.
Out of business. I know. There you go. I mean,
free coffee because here it's encouraging it.
Well, the world it craves not only coffee, but they've tied it in with coffee and gossip.
Yeah, that's the main cog, huh? Coffee and gossip.
That's it.
Coffee and gossip.
Coffee and gossip.
What is it about gossip that makes it so popular?
Yeah, what is it? Come on, Don. What makes gossip popular?
It's novelty. People are looking for something new, constantly looking for something new. Gossip is the latest. You hear the latest. Might not be true, but you hear the latest.
Well, don't care if it's true or not.
Well, the other part is...
So it's bigger, better.
Yeah, we like to get dirt on others.
That's right.
You know, that's what we want to do. We want to get dirt so we feel better about ourselves.
That's right. I think that's...
You know, and that feeds that.
I think that's...
Where do you think that comes from?
Satan!
Yes. You know, gossip, it says, God does not look upon gossip and slander with any favor, right, just right. like guile or lying or deceiving That's or whatever right. else. It's like, you know, but we're caught up in that. And what we need to be mm-hmm. is, here again, I'm thinking about which how you started, Kevin, looking at life through his lens.
Yeah.
Through his lens. And it changes everything. It's just like I say, when you everyone you meet, if you have in your mind is that person's been made in the image of God, you will treat that person differently. I believe that.
That's
you know,
right.
We will treat, if we realize every person is made in the image of God, which the Bible says and what God says.
And the Lord is with you.
And yeah. Oh boy. Well, that's it. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when we view life through the lens of Christ, everything takes on a new meaning and purpose. John 8:12, for example, Jesus declares, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never, never
Does
walk
never mean never?
In darkness,
wow.
but will have the light of life. Through Christ, we gain clarity, direction in our journey." And we are on a journey.
Right. Yeah, that reminds me of the verse in 2 Timothy, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind."
That's right.
And that's what, when you were bringing up about the idea of clarity, you know, because we get muddled in our minds. It's like, right. what do we do now?
Right.
Well,
it's foggy, it's gray, when my mind is muddled.
Yeah.
When I don't feel my mind is sound, and it's just something about, I mean, just for instance, you know, if you're lucky enough to live away from the city or be next to, you know, nature, just being in the fresh air and the morning sun is out. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, there you go. Get on the back deck in the morning, your first cup of coffee without gossip, but with God, mm-hmm. you know, you can just breathe in the freshness.
Right. I think I'll just have to come out every morning and have that cup of coffee
yeah.
with you in the morning before I start my day.
Sure.
In nature, looking at the deer and being
the deer come up and I don't know, just the smell of the trees. I mean, all your senses are affected.
Right. Yeah.
All your senses are affected. And what you're doing, you're breathing in creation. Mm. I mean, everything you see and touch, the Lord has made.
He spoke it
into existence. And that was the one thing I was pondering on this morning. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light."
Light.
Was there no light before God? And how long did he wait to declare light?
Wow.
You know, it's from wherever he was, I'm sure there was light, but he showed up and there was light in Genesis 1:3. But the light not only illuminated the physical world that we can breathe in the morning, but also represents the spiritual enlightenment we receive through Christ. Because way back then, before we were in the womb, the Bible says, God knew each of us individually that we were going to we're going to be born sinners because of what happened later on in Genesis. This is just Genesis 1, but he knew it all just because he put light into the earth. Mm. And it's light that sustains us. It's light that keeps us from stumbling and dashing our toes. But, I mean, it's light. It's light. I mean, when there's no light in the room and I come back here or something and I don't want to disturb my family sleeping in the nearby room or something, mm-hmm. I'm just like very cautiously going through this room to get to the other side. Now, what have I forgot to put away?
Yeah.
It will find you in the darkness.
Yeah, or if I had something that I cast aside, you know, that I didn't get it in the garbage can, it will find you in the dark and it will cause you pain. And probably wake up the people in the next room because there will be either noise from me falling or, again, out of my mouth. But all you have to do is just invite Jesus into the room or acknowledge him in the room. He's sitting there And that would be the same as flipping that switch on the wall. I mean, instantly, darkness will flee. Instantly, the pain of stepping on those Legos will be avoided. And it's just like, you know, stepping on sin.
I love that word illuminate.
You know, illuminates.
Like illuminates. He illuminates. It's kind of like you said when you were at that bar and the people were, you know, singing those songs and stuff. You know, God illuminates what's in people's hearts, and He shows us. You know, it's called, He gives us discernment about
there you go.
What's going on. It's like, so then at that point we have to make a choice.
Right.
What do we say? And He says, well, why don't you spend some time with Me before you open up your trap, your mouth, and speak these words? But it's that illumination. It's like, you realize that day after day, gray weather and gray skies and stuff, it affects your spirit, you know? And when the sun comes out, it's like, hallelujah.
It is.
It's
it
warm.
Is. Time it's, to rejoice.
It's warm. And it's right. like, and He says, I want you to rejoice because I am with you
yes.
here, and I will illuminate your life. Don't depend on the grayness or whatever else is going on out in the world. Let me come in. Let my light so shine in you.
That's right.
You know, just like don't let your light shine. Don't put it under a barrel. You know, we are to be out there and to illuminate Him who illuminates us. Wow.
Wow.
It impresses me that the natural state seems to be darkness. Mm-hmm. And we can choose to let God's light shine or not. It's kind of like having a flashlight. Mm-hmm. You can have the flashlight, but you don't have light until you push that button.
That's right.
Until
that's
you right. switch it on.
Yeah, I love that because that's a choice we make. You know, we make the choice, are we going to illuminate Him? Are we going to let Him come forth?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to say, oh, poor me, and look at the situation out there? Are we going to, and that's a choice. That's a wonderful way you just said it, Don. It's like, yeah, we have a choice to make. Because He's given it to all, He's given us everything. He's given us the right. Holy Spirit to illuminate the truth, to illuminate who He is, to give us life, to give us joy and all those things. And it's our choice. You know, it's our choice. It's like, are we just going to get numbed and just kind of go along with everything that's going on around us? Or are we going to bring forth His light?
Right.
Are we going
yeah.
to? And that's the choice we have to make every day. And several times a day, it's like, okay, who am I glorifying? Am I glorifying Him? How am I representing
yes.
Him? And it's like, you know, and it's like, I want to stay excited. And I know you do too, Don and Kevin. We need to be excited because He gives us life. And He gives
that's
us
right.
the light that we can shine.
Right.
And we can shine on that darkness.
And that's an excitement that can never end.
Right. And people are drawn to the light. I mean, they are. They're drawn to the
That's
light,
right.
and He is the light.
Yep. Transformation and illumination.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the words for the day. As we walk in the light of Christ, we are transformed. There's nothing, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah.
We are transformed. It's another one of those imperatives that 1 Corinthians 3:18 says our hearts and minds are enlightened to discern what is pleasing to God. And then Ephesians 5:8-10, and we are empowered to live as children of light, exposing darkness and sharing the hope of salvation. I mean, we're exposing darkness when I walk into the room and turn the light on. Overexposure, all I see is color.
Yeah.
But it's an overexposure of darkness. It's the light. It's the light, and that is the way it should be when you walk into the room. You know, a child of God, we are children.
I love it. Speak
it. And heirs of Jesus Christ, ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an ambassador goes somewhere to do ambassador stuff,
mm-hmm.
and He has charged us with that. That job, if you will,
mm-hmm.
that we can be ambassadors. The ambassador is in the room.
Mm-hmm.
We should have something to say.
<That's>
we
right.
should have something to say. And we can't say we don't have anything to say, because we have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that spoke light into existence over this earth, and the waters and the air and the intricate, right down to our very DNA, the Creator. And we have something to talk about.
Yeah, we should, all the time. We should be illuminating Him and having people drawn to that. Just like I said, I was drawn by people that had peace in their life, and the peace was, they got the peace in their life was from the true light, Jesus coming into their life. Mm-hmm. And with that, and I was drawn to that. So that's a, I wanted to read the rest of this Psalm 15. They'll never listen to gossip or rumors, nor would they ever harm another with their words. They would never harm another with their words. Guilty. Have we done that? Do I still do that at times? You know, harming others with our words. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. But if our tongue is being controlled by the Spirit of God, then it will illuminate. It will be saying things that build up, not tear down. Then it says, verse 4, they will speak out passionately against evil and evil workers, while commending the faithful ones who follow after the truth. They make firm commitments and follow through, even at great cost. Look at that. That's a key. They make firm commitments and follow through. Follow through. Am I known as a person that follows through? If I make a commitment, do I follow through?
Yep.
Because that's what it's talking about. They never crush others with exploitation or abuse, and they would never be bought with a bribe against the innocent. And then I like the last part of that psalm. They will never be shaken.
Mm-hmm.
They will stand firm forever.
Forever.
Yeah, and there's a verse for that too. I mean, we have a faith and a Savior that cannot be shaken.
Ooh.
You know, a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
That's right.
All of that is in Jesus Christ, the giver of light, and we stand on that rock that cannot be shaken.
Right. And so turmoil that's in the world, we should be at peace. I mean, we really should be at peace, because we're connected to Him and we see through His lens people. And we know, you know, and the thing is, people don't get along.
No.
You know, people don't get along. The world is not getting along. And I was thinking about, you know, hearing about the odds that are at work in our country. It's all over the world.
Right.
That's, you know, it's like...
we've gone global.
Yeah.
Basically, global. Everybody's so proud of that.
We don't show respect. We don't listen to each other. And that's why we, as Christians, should be hearing people. We should be listening to people and see what they're saying and discerning and having His light shine through that conversation. It's like, so what's going on here? You know, what is really going on here? Right. Help me, Lord, to see this person. What is going on? So we should be different. People should see us as being different, not just crazy, but being different, you know, because we know where we're going to spend eternity, and we know that we will never be shaken if we remain in Him.
And that's why... that's why we have the phone number to ask questions, because I've had people come up to me and ask me, you know, what about this? Is the end times coming?
Yeah.
Don had somebody come up to him and said, could you define anti-Semitism? Mm-hmm. And that was the last podcast that we put out there. We're going to start addressing listeners' questions and just focusing on just the truth. Just this is what it is.
Yeah.
And but that's what we should be ready to do is
all the time.
Yeah.
Be ready to
give an answer.
Give an answer.
You know, because people have questions.
Yeah. Just obviously. Yeah. Just like the last time, Don, you asked when a person was, well, how can I know that I'm saved? You know, that I'm really saved. You know, how can I know that?
Right.
You know, how can, you know, what if I slip up, or what if this happens and all of that? And we talked about having that ongoing relationship with Jesus Christ, having that ongoing relationship and staying in the Word and knowing, because the enemy wants to lie to you and say, no, you're not saved. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? And I always like answering that, well, I'm a child of God. I'm the apple of his eye.
Amen.
I'm the apple of his eye. I'm his child. You know, I'm the apple of his eye. And my worth is based on that God the Father sacrificed his only son, Jesus Christ. So that's my value.
My value is
Jesus Christ dying for me, which is everything to God the Father. His only son that he sacrificed so that we could have a relationship with him. So that's what I'm worth. And we should be able to answer that all the time. And I love saying that. That's who I am. Because the world will say, well, you're a Christian. You believe this and you believe that. This is who I am. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. This is who I am. This is what I believe. And this is what I'm going to tell you if you have any questions. I love that. Listeners, whatever is out there, if you have questions, just get it to the PGN, the telephone number. You can say the telephone number now.
218-461-0164.
Yeah.
Or go to our website, pgn.church. Type that in any browser on any device. And our phone number and how to get a hold of us is there as well.
Yeah, because we'd love to answer those questions. According to seeing or answering those questions through the lens of Jesus.
Yes.
And what the Bible says.
That's right.
You know, because there's answers. That's what brought me to Christ is like asking people. I had questions continuously and they could answer them.
That's,
hallelujah. I'm glad because otherwise I would have been lost even longer. It's like they could answer them.
Right.
And it made sense, you know, like they told me, you know, why am I on this earth? Well, I was created by God.
Right.
I was created in the image of God. And he knew me in the womb, and he has a plan for me. Hallelujah. Everyone is individual. Everyone counts. Everyone is important in the kingdom. Everyone of his creation, every part of his creation is important.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that, and that changed my life. It's like, now I have a reason for living, and I want to share that because it's joy. It brings encouragement. This is who I am. And all I have to do is listen to him and let him flow through me. And not in to stay in a right relationship with him. That's a key to take on his righteousness because he's righteous. That means I need to stand clean before him and have him direct my steps. So
there's a real conundrum in this 1 Corinthians chapter 3 passage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not seeing the whole thing yet. I'm starting to see, but maybe the two of you can help me see the whole thing. The verse says, make no mistake about it. If anyone thinks he is wise by the world's standards, he will be made wise by being a fool for God.
Hmm.
It sounds so unusual. It's just, if you want to be wise, you need to be a fool for God. And I'm not saying either of you have a lot of experience in that area, but it is an interesting statement. If you think you're wise, become a fool and you'll learn.
what verse was that again, Don?
That's verse 18.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians
3:18.
Mm-hmm. 3:18. There we go. You can hear the turning of the pages.
And maybe I should read the next verse, too. For what the world says is wisdom is actually foolishness in God's eyes. So maybe it's getting a good look at what we consider wisdom and to be smartness and to be, you know, really know-it-all. That sounds like foolishness.
Yeah, but I think the wisdom too has to come from God, from his word.
Mm-hmm.
He catches the wise in their own craftiness would tell me that they're wise in their own eyes.
Mm-hmm. That's catchy. Wise in your own eyes. Hey guys.
There we go.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, I get back to that verse, and they did what was right in their own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what we're doing. That's what it is as a world right now. And they did what was right in their own eyes, not in the eyes of God, but in their own eyes.
Right.
And I like as it goes on, the Lord sees right through the clever reasonings of the wise and knows that it's all a sham. So don't be proud of your allegiance to any human leader. Well, there we go. This is important right now.
Right.
For actually, yes, you already have everything. That's what God is saying.
That's Jesus arrogance.
Saying, he gave you everything. Yeah,
that's what, right.
You know, it's like, it's arrogance if you're showing your allegiance to any human leader.
Right.
It has all been given for your benefit, whether it is Paul or Apollos or Peter the Rock or whatever it's the world of, or life or death or whatever. Or whether it's the present or the future, everything belongs to you. And now you are joined to the Messiah, who is joined to God. Boom. Talk about a great end to chapter 3. And now you are joined to the Messiah. You are joined
now
to Jesus,
joined to the Messiah,
who is joined to God. You know, that's what Jesus says. I and the Father are one. And I want you to be one with me so you can be one with the Father. You know, I just love that. He's given us it all. So we have to be wise in him.
Yep. He catches the wise in their own craftiness.
Craftiness.
You talked about the Strong's Concordance earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That word craftiness, which I will not pronounce, but it means cleverness, astute, connivory, sophisticated, cunning, unscrupulous, conduct, evil treachery, deceptive scheming, arrogant shrewdness, sly arrogance. And it's used five times in the New Testament to refer to Satan's deceiving.
Mm.
That one word, craftiness, that they used in there. So it's, could it be Satan?
Yes. Arrogance. I loved when you said that. It's arrogance. They were wise in their own sight.
They were wise in their own eyes. Revelations 22:5. What does this mean? They will need no light or lamp or sun. They will need no light of a lamp.
22:5?
22:5.
Yeah, mine says, night will be no more. They will never need the light of the sun or a lamp because the Lord will shine on them.
The Lord God will be their light and they will reign forever. Meaning with him.
Mm-hmm. His loving servants will serve him. They will see constantly his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. I love it. See, we won't need any. We won't need any light.
Won't need any ID.
Yeah. Yeah, there won't be need for any healing. There won't be any depression. There won't be any sadness. There won't be any sickness.
It says we're going to reign with him forever, and Adam's responsibility was to rule the planet as God's steward in Genesis 1:28. And I think he's just bringing that back.
Yeah.
Only the light is going to be his glory.
That's right.
Is what this is talking about. That those who put their faith in him and trust him in him will spend eternity with him in a land that needs no sun. You know, it needs no anything that we think we can control. But right. Everything will be there. His light, I would say, from the throne will illuminate the whole, all the land.
Yeah, it's complete restoration. You start out in Genesis.
Right.
And you end in Revelation. And he said, this is the new earth. This is your eternal kingdom. This is what was planned for you from the beginning.
He spoke light, and now he's restoring light.
That's right. And through the entire process of the Bible, all the the prophets and the stories.
That was a question one of the callers had. We're talking about heaven now, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's where the light of Christ will be illuminating our space. The question was, what is it going to be like when I get to heaven? Will I know my parents? Will I be able to communicate with them? You know, what is it going to be like in heaven? But that would be a good one to put together a 5-minute definition of what that is.
I think we have to realize that heaven is going to be so different from what we experience now that we can only kind of guess about those things.
Right.
And what seems to be implied even in this passage is that the light of sun and moon that we're so used to, I mean, it dominates our day. That's not even necessary.
No.
That's not even necessary to see everything that we need to see. And so there is this spiritual light of God, of Christ on our life, and we won't need the other sources of light.
Amen.
Because God will help us to see without the customary form of light. And that's mind-boggling. I'm not going to say I understand it, but I can believe that God has other ways of helping us to see, because
yes.
He helps us to see in other ways. Can I give an example of that?
Yes. Sure. Yes.
Okay. I may have talked about this before, but I was counseling a couple that had lost two children, and they were very torn up about it, and they were just crying, and of course they were, and I understood that. And the wife said, the thing that disturbs me the most is I just wonder what they're doing. I'm just wondering where they are. I don't know what that looks like. Where are they? What is they doing? If I could only know that. And at that moment, God gave me, I don't know what to call it. I'll say it was a vision. I may be wrong there, but he just gave me this picture. And it was a picture of Jesus. And there's two little boys. They had two little boys they had lost. And these two little boys were crawling all over Jesus. Jesus is laughing. The boys are laughing. And I conveyed that to the couple. And they just wept and wept and wept. They said, that's what we needed to know. We needed to know what was going on. Now, I can't take credit for that. I didn't seek that. I don't think I've ever had that happen before. But it was a sight that is beyond what the eyes can give you. It's more than what light can give you.
Mm-hmm.
It's something only God could give mm-hmm. you. And that met the need. The end of the story is they were healed, not necessarily by what I said, but there was a healing that took place. And while they had said, we'll never have children again because we just can't go through this again. And they ended up having three more kids and they all survived. But this broke down that wall to even having more children. And I thank the Lord. God gets all the credit mm-hmm. because, hey, I'm not good at generating visions. I can't generate visions, but God can.
And I think that is true just in that Christ gave them the life that was taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Bible says we can have life and have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean while we're here on earth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And those children, I'm sure, are growing up, you know, as yep. they should, only with the Father in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, it's different when you look through the lens
the
of
lens.
Jesus.
That's Jesus.
You know, realizing, you know, like I said the other day, is that, you know, when people say, well, you're getting old in that, you know, and I say, well, that's true, but I'm eternal. I will live eternally. And it's like, what a peace there is about that. Is that boasting? No, it's not boasting. It's like, I know I'm going to spend my life in eternity with God the Father and His Son. And like you said, Don, we have no idea what it's going to be like, but we know it's going to be wonderful because yep. every need that we have will be met. Every need.
Every need will, that those
every
two
need,
children
right, every
have
need,
or will have.
Right, every need will be met.
That's
and
right.
it's like,
That's
I remember
right.
when my wife was dying and she was in and out of heaven and she was describing what it was like. You know, she says, the colors are just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You've never seen colors like this ever mm-hmm. before. Eyes have not seen this. And she said, you know, she said, I just want to stay here. I just want to stay here.
That's right.
I just want to stay here. And she could talk to angels and all of that. It's like that's what it's going to be like. That's our future. That's our future.
That's our future.
And that just gives us joy. I mean, it's like,
yes.
And that's why we have to be ready,
yes,
to share whatever. And like you did, it's like, Lord, let me know what I need to say. Illuminate
right.
what these people need right now. And he used you, and he gave that example.
And it came out through the lens of Christ, Christ is seeing right
that's
now.
That's right. And they saw it and wept, mm-hmm. and their need was met right there.
Right there.
Right there yep. and then it was met. And like I love this story where you said they had three kids after that because they didn't want to. But they knew that they knew because of the message that Jesus illuminated through you to them, just what they needed.
Illuminated, transformed and illuminated.
And that's the way we should live our lives. We should be those carriers. We should be the oracles of God. We should be bringing that. We should change the atmosphere, just like you were saying, Kevin. We should be changing the atmosphere when we go into a room. It's like turning on a switch.
Yes.
The light comes on, the darkness, because the darkness, if we're carrying the light of God and His Spirit, darkness cannot stay there. It'll scream out or it'll try to do something, but greater is He that is in us. We can deal with that, but we should be life changers. We should be changing the atmosphere wherever we go. And we can't unless we stay in alignment with Him. And so how do we do that? Realize that He's always with us. He's always with us. And He wants to take us by the hand, and He wants to be with us to further the kingdom. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
To further that's the right. kingdom, to bring life and to bring light to people.
The kingdom that's built on a rock that cannot be shaken.
Right. Yeah. And just that, like when I was in Israel, we were in Capernaum, where it says to Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And to be there where he said that, you know, that mm-hmm. rock right there.
That
is
rock.
Like, it just, you know, it's just realizing he's real. He's always been real. He continues to be real, and he wants to lift people up. He wants to lift Amen. All of us up. He wants to lift Amen. The listeners up. Yep. So call us, because we'd love to hear from you, because God is alive.
I don't know about Florida, but in Minnesota, the first thing people say in the morning is, how's the weather over there? And they're so always that the conversation turns back to the weather.
Yeah.
They're wondering how long this clouds are going to be here until the light shines through.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that
and
it?
You said, hello.
Isn't that it?
You
they're
say,
wondering when
say,
is the sun
the
coming
here.
Out?
The
when
sun
is the
is
sun
here.
Coming out? the Hallelujah.
The sun is here.
But just the,
there's the answer. The
spirit,
sun is here.
Yeah. Collides with reality.
Yeah. Yeah, so which
in Florida
wins?
In Florida we say, is there weather today? Or is it the same old thing?
Is there weather today?
There you go.
I love it.
There you go. That's why people go to Florida. They want to move closer to the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let your light
sunlight.
Shine before men.
So in conclusion, close in prayer.
He's going to be concluding.
We're going to conclude this time. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin. I want to hear how you put this
well,
up.
Well, that's because you're using a candle for light over there, and I don't want it to burn out. So
I see. This is good. God is always good. He always shows up.
We have to conclude so we can go and rest, pause, and think about it.
Meditate.
Beloved brothers and sisters, let us embrace the truth that Christ's light illuminates our paths and enables us to see beyond the surface of life.
Hallelujah, yes.
Beyond the surface of life. Through Him, we gain insight, wisdom, and spiritual understanding. As we navigate through this world, may we continually view every circumstance, every relationship, and every decision through the lens of Christ. Let His light guide us, inspire us, and transform us, so that we may reflect His glory to the world, which is in need of His love. May the words of Psalm 36:9 be our prayer. For with You is the fountain of life. In Your light, we see light. Let us live in the radiance of Christ, truth and grace, bringing light and hope to those around us. Amen.
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 First floor going up.
You are listening to the Gospel Trail.